Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to episode 30 in our Raw Talks podcast, live here from the farm, Chiang Mai, Thailand, living with the spirit, where we help conscious leaders to unlock anything or everything that is keeping you from living your life in freedom and purpose. And we guide people to a new way of living, a new way of being. So today we will be focusing on our gut, the gut health, and we will talk a little bit about the link between the gut and how is that connected to purpose and freedom. Like how is that possible, and why is it important to clean out your gut? And we will also share how we have been cleaning out our guts and how we can live a life with a little bit more guts. Okay, so I have both Simba and Mark with me, even though Mark is named Simba at the moment, easily fixed. And all right, so let's start with how is the gut connected to freedom and purpose? Like, how is that even possible that those things are connected? What would you say, Mark?
Yeah, I would say that it sounds kind of far-fetched that those things would be connected to each other. But I think that through personal experience, I have really realized the connection to that. And, it's kind of, and we'll talk about this as it unfolds, but it's related to kind of the foods that you consume and the overall state of your gut and their overall gut health. And, if you're eating poorly and you have accumulation of waste products inside your gut, it's not going to feel good. And you might have gas, you might have expansion, inflammation. So if your gut's not feeling good, that affects the rest of your body. So then you might feel tired, you might feel sluggish, you might feel irritated, frustrated. And so when you clean up your gut, you clean up all of those feelings, all of those emotions that are tied to that. You feel more spacious in your body because you have a sense of freedom because the gut is just operating smoothly. And when you feel that way, then you just kind of feel good in your body. And when you feel good in your body, you're able to carry out your will. You're able to do the actions that you want to do. You're able to manifest your intentions. And that just brings an overall better quality of life for yourself. So while they kind of like don't seem so related anatomically, they're related because of the nature of the systems of our body are interrelated both physically, mentally, energetically, spiritually. That's all connected.
And that was the... Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much for that. What do you have to add, Simba?
I mean, there's many different ways of looking at gut health and how it relates to personal freedoms, but we used to think about the brain as being the main command center for the whole body. And what science has shown today is that there are actually three main command centers, right? You have your head brain, as you say. You have your heart, which is 70% neurons. It's not just a muscle, which means it can send and receive information. It can do similar tasks that the brain can do. And we have the enteric system, which is a part of the nervous system, which is the gut. And there's a lot of nerves in this area. And where there's a lot of nerves, there's also a lot of decisions being made. There's a lot of information being resourced. So if we forsake a third of our capacity to manifest, to send signals to the whole body, and if we forsake the area that connects the upper and the lower body, then we're blocking circulation in our body. And then there's just a lot of other functions as well, right? Like Mark said, if your gut is not working well, your immune system is not working well, and your body is overburdened with chemical. So either of your brains, heart brain or head brain, gut brain, none of them can produce what they want to do if they're full of toxins. Yeah. So it's literally, I wouldn't say impossible because I don't want to put anyone down, but it's very hard to change mindset, habits, behaviors, or anything else if your body is full of chemicals and toxins. And that is the freedom that the gut health gives you. It just allows a completely new setup of chemicals to come in and change the way we are, interact with other, and ultimately how we feel.
Yeah. So what I would like to discuss for a minute is that, because I feel like when people are trying to heal their gut, they only focus on the gut. They believe that the original problem is created from the gut. And I would like to make a statement, and we'll see if you stay with me on this statement. But I would say that whatever happens in the gut, any problem that you have with the gut, it's not a gut problem. It's a full body problem. It's only a symptom of the body being out of balance and trying to communicate that there is, Houston, we have a problem. We're focusing on the gut, and that's where the symptoms are, and that's also where the communication is, and that there's something there that I need you to pay attention to. What do you say if I say that?
Yeah, I agree. And the way that we kind of approach all aspects of the body is through this idea that the body is just a series of different energy channels. And so the way to work with energy is not to work with the symptom, but to work with the balancing of the energy around the body. And I would say from my own personal experience that my gut health was directly related to how I felt about myself.
Yes.
So my depression, my anxiety, my poor, lack of care for myself led to the way that I treated myself, which includes how I ate, how I consumed things, and which led to poor health for me. And so those two things are definitely related, your emotional state and what you consume. I would say those things go hand in hand.
Yeah, because it's not only what you eat. I mean, I would say that cleaning up, I mean, when working with your gut, I feel like a lot of people focus on the food, which you need to do. But I feel there's also tons of other things that is going on, because the gut is like the epicenter of, it's a feeling center. The gut is not only like for the food and for to get the nutrition, is also a feeling center. And we are supposed to lead a little bit from our gut and live a little bit from our gut. We're supposed to breathe into the gut, feel into the gut, make decisions from the gut. Yeah. And it's a very important tool for our intuition and how to navigate forward. And when we have a lot of unprocessed stress or events or memories or traumas or emotions or whatever it can be, the gut is used as a natural storage. It's a storage where the body is keeping things until later when we are able to process. What do you say, Simba?
Yeah, definitely. And I'd like to elaborate on what Mark said too. You have a neuromodulator, a chemical called serotonin that's produced in the gut. And I don't remember exactly how much, but I think it's like 80, 90% of the serotonin is produced in the gut. And this is directly linked to what he said, happiness, joy, the feeling of self and feeling good about yourself. So you're chemically not producing that if you're overburdened by toxins and if your gut health is out of order. And, there's a lot of saying, what does your gut tell you? What's your gut feeling? And so, I mean, in a lot of cultures, people know that the gut is connected to intuition, feeling good. There's a lot of different ways of looking at the gut and the belly too. In the West, we say you got to have a flat abs and belly, then you're healthy. In other countries, you need to have a big gut, because then that's a sign of health, because you can eat good food and you've done something good. So however you look at it aesthetically, it's a vital function in cultures and in history and in a lot of contexts. People know and have known for thousands of years that you know, the gut is super, super important for our health. There's even these funny sayings, you know, the way to a man's heart is through the belly, you know, you make the right food and all of these things. And although they're funny, they carry a lot of wisdom. And I think those wisdom is that people have known for a long time. If your gut is not working, you know, your chances of survival or feeling good or moving forward in life will be greatly limited, right? You will, it's like not having a limb or missing a limb or two limbs, you know, your life will be different in a way.
Yeah. So what kind of, how can you share a little bit more, Simba, about how, what kind of gut issues have you been working through for yourself?
Yeah, it took me, I think, almost 22, 25 years to realize my body doesn't do good on gluten. It doesn't do good on lactosis. And that led to a lot of stomach aches, right? I remember going home from school many times because my stomach was really, really in pain. I had this, I don't really know the English word, but where your intestines almost twist and you have to go to a hospital and get muscle relaxants.
Well, you don't have to, actually.
You don't have to, but that's a way of doing it. And I went in, my family was afraid that I had appendicitis and just severe pains, you know, just not being able to stand up, lying down. So I've had a lot of issues with my gut, that I overcome by changing both nutrition, but also lifestyle in general, the way you sleep when you go to bed, what you do before you go to bed, and also what you do throughout your day, you know, how you take care of your people. And a lot of it is nutrition, but a lot of it is lifestyle factors too, because you don't only digest the food that you eat, you digest, at least according to traditional Chinese medicine, the gut digests emotions, experiences, and past events. And that's very true for me firsthand, because that's what I used to feel it as many years in life. You know, whenever something was out of balance, that's the first place that I felt, oh, I had an exam coming up, and then, wow, my stomach will go out. Oh, I had something very nervous, stressful come up. I would have stomach pains for a while. So then that was very vital to me. Wow, okay, this is really telling me something. But it was more of a discomfort or a sign once I worked through it. It was more like a radar telling me something was off. But before I worked through it, it would just completely mobilize me. It would just shut me down and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't work. I couldn't go to school. I couldn't play with friends. You know, so it was a big issue for a long time in my life. And I spent many years trying to figure out what to eat, what to do about this. And that's really what, you know, we want to add into this, in this call today, also our personal experiences. And, you know, it can be a very painful journey, and you can lose hope, because it's very, very disheartening many times when you have these sensations. But once you start to notice something works and you work through it, you will just feel so much better, right? It's just like, oh my God, I didn't know this was possible. It's just these micro explosions of happiness and joy, and you can actually do something. I'm able to do something about my situation. So I think it's very empowering to work through the gut. And that was my personal experience. I felt like, wow, you know, I can actually change my health. And once I did that, I felt good about myself. And then I could start to think in a different way. And yeah, I literally changed my life when I started to work through my gut pains and issues and challenges.
I remember when we first moved to Thailand. Yeah, you arrived here about 6 years ago, and then you couldn't eat any gluten. And that was one of the big things that you were promoting all the time, like, I can't eat gluten, I can't eat gluten. And now you can eat gluten. There's no, you don't get any reactions from it. It's not that you want to eat it all the time, but sometimes when we've been out to eat, then, you know, it's not this rigid, if I eat it, then my body will give this big havoc and you will have pains, and literally nothing happens. Maybe you know, you can feel it, that the body is like, oh, what is this? This is unusual, but I mean, I don't hear anything from you anymore if you accidentally eat gluten or choose to eat gluten. I mean, for me, that's a big thing because a lot of people are gluten intolerant. And the fact that you can heal from that is very powerful, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a powerful experience to have to go through something like that, because it was really that belief system, you know, if I eat this, this is going to be bad. I mean, I'm not promoting gluten, you know, it's I still don't think it's good, but okay. I'm not emotionally attached to it, and nothing really happens if I eat it once in a while. And that's, I really agree with you. That's a big milestone to have, you know, something that used to bring me down doesn't anymore.
One of the bigger things that I've been working through with the gut is the candida and parasites. That's a massive thing that I've been, I see also how that has been connected to my overeating and the choices of foods that I've been eating, because the candida and the parasites are, it's like a living organism in your body that has its own consciousness and wants you to do things that, or wanted me to do things that I didn't want to do. And I felt, how I've been feeling over the years that, wow, I realized how much candida and parasites I actually had, and how my life has changed after I managed to get rid of most of it. I mean, I don't know if I still have any. We're doing a little bit of a cleanse now and I'm not feeling anything about it. So I feel like I've got rid of most of it, but that was a big thing because it's also affecting the system on a very deep level. It's like they infiltrate in the whole system. So that's why it's also affecting the way we feel and the way we think and the way that we believe. And that's, for me, it was a very, very big step into purpose and freedom, because I feel the more I cleanse the gut, the closer I get to myself. And as I mentioned, at the moment we have we are doing a focused 12-week program for one of our guests. So then I have decided to join in on that train. So I'm cleaning up my diet and I'm using tons of herbs and doing different practices and stuff. And I feel, I mean, it's just such a amazing feeling to clean out the gut. I feel better than I've done in a long time. How about you, Mark? You're also on. You're also with me in this, or with us at the moment.
The sense of security and just like happiness in my body that I have now because of working on the gut and cleaning up the many, many years of poor eating habits in my life, you know, and you know, as a Texan, you know, this I was born into this food culture where it was very normal to, you know, just eat all of this heavy foods, and I was also kind of like stress eating, so I was eating to comfort myself, and there certainly are a lot of options to comfort yourself in Texas. And so, you know, just, you know, having such a heavy fat and oil and egg and dairy and meat diet for such a long time, I suffered from constant, you know, gas in my system, inflammation, constipation, and it just became normal. I was just like, oh, this is just life. You know, this is just how it is. And, you know, I remember like I would have like always a little thing of Tums. It's just medicine that you eat, like a alkaline medicine. And I would just eat them like candy. So I would drink Monster energy drinks and eat cheeseburgers and then eat this stomach medicine and, you know, just keep doing it over and over and over again. And that accumulated until I was, you know, 37 years old. And, well, I'll take that back. I did spend some time. I spent 7 years as a vegan. But that sounds better than it actually was, because I was I was the kind of vegan who then just went and found the vegan cheeseburgers and the vegan pizza and the vegan pasta. So I like, I don't even know if it was actually any better for me. Maybe it was even worse because it's like the fake soy protein textured junk food. So basically it's like a whole life of junk food eating. And then, you know, when I came to work with you guys, I really didn't even have the intention of working with my gut, but Sarah, you suggested that I start to work on some things. And, you know, immediately I started eating the food that you guys cook and that the staff cooks. And I tried my first ever fasting. I did just a couple of days of fasting with watermelon juice, and I didn't die. I didn't perish. I didn't wither away. So I decided to keep going and keep trying. And then Sarah encouraged me when I first moved to the farm to go a little bit deeper because my nervous system was starting to relax and feel safe. So I don't remember, I think it was like a 12 or 13, 14 day juice fast that I did when I first arrived. And that was just such an eye-opening experience for me because of the limiting beliefs that I had. You know, we tend to believe that your body can't go without eating. You have to eat. You have to consume. And it's just a limiting belief that you can let go of that. And with the fasting, you start to lighten up. And for me, that lightening experience is what makes more space in my body so that my stomach, my gut, it can rest, it can have room to relax. So it's not always working, it's not always pumping. And then it's finally like, oh my God, finally a break. And then it starts to heal and the cells start to regenerate inside internally from the fasting. So after a few rounds of that, I have experienced such a tremendous and massive change in my body. My skin is glowing. You know, I've lost weight. I'm more toned in my body, which is related to how I feel about myself, which is related to my personal freedom and my ability to express myself. So yeah, I really couldn't have imagined all of the changes that would have taken place from that shift in my diet and the initial experiences that I had with the fasting and the detox. So it's been a wildly transformative experience for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's been amazing to watch you transform. And I think that the cleansing of the gut has been a massive part of it. Because I totally agree with you with the way that I have been feeling about myself is very, very much connected to the gut.
Yeah.
And like self-esteem and self...
Yeah,
like self-worth and...
Can I just share? Can I just put so this was me 10 years ago, much heavier, much, you know, this is cheeseburger and Monster energy drinks for breakfast, Mark. So different person, different timeline completely.
Yeah. Wow. That's a huge shift. And if you're only listening audio, you need to tune into the YouTube to see Texas Mark.
Yeah. I'm still Texas Mark. I'm just not doing the Texas traditional foods and lifestyle.
Yep.
I got the Texas spirit in me though.
Yeah, you do. Definitely. So Simba, about people who are not only experiencing the occasional stomach cramp or the occasional bloating or the, ooh, I don't love myself because my tummy is fat kind of syndrome. What about the people who have like SIBO or leaky gut or too much bile producing? So like they're constantly controlled by what they eat and stuff like that. What would you say about those kind of conditions and the approach that we have?
It's a good question, right? So it's unique for each and every person, of course, but I'll try to make as big overview as I can of how we look at it. But it's multifaceted, right? Because many times when you have eaten in a certain way, just like Mark was explaining, you will become so accustomed to this is the way it is, right? So you might not even notice how much damage it does to your body. And that can go on until you start to get leaky gut, SIBO, and similar things. But you can also have genetic disposition for it. And if you live in a lifestyle that triggers that, then that will be much more easily provoked and expressed through in your body. The main thing is to balance the emotions and the physical aspects at the same time, right? So to work slow, definitely, right? Because a lot of things will come up. There's a lot of congestion. When you come to the point where something is starting to leak, you know, the walls of the gut is starting to leak, right? That's supposed to hold a lot of fluids and juices and sauces. That's a sturdy structure in that sense for what it's designed for. When that starts to leak, we've gone very deep into the system. So we need to introduce something slowly to the system. We need to build it up slowly. But as we do, we need to be aware of there will be a lot of emotion that comes up because there's a lot of fear of failure. There's a lot of fear of setback. Oh, will I make it worse? Oh, no, this is bad, but I know how to handle this, what I have right now. That's the most common thing we see. People are terrified of going out of a conventional allopathic medicine approach because they think that will make it way worse. And you might actually feel more, right? As you go in and do this, start to eat in a different way, you might actually feel more of these symptoms, but that doesn't make it worse, right? It's not that it makes it worse. It makes you aware of what's there. And that's a bit of a spiritual journey, right? And that's a lot of the emotional work comes in to play. Once you start to clear out the physical body, you will feel the emotions purging out too, because we can store a lot of fear, belief system around that. Like Mark was saying, he was eating all of these alkaline medicines. It's like, okay, let's eat clean food instead, right? And then see if we can kind of step back a little bit on that. You know, there's a fear immediately because this is my comfort. This is what I go to feel good. So as I start to step away from that, we also need to work with emotions and the belief system so the person can work through what comes up. And that's usually the detox symptoms or the healing crisis, as we call them, right? You set your mind to clearing something out of your system, and then it won't just be physically, it won't just be that you poop and pee more. Your emotions will come up, your belief systems will come up, all the emotions, events, memories, everything that's stored there. That's just, you know, this just becomes like a storage for all the things the body can't process. That will flare up as we start to work. So we do work with nutrition when people come here. That's also why we have a retreat space for people to actually come here and stay, because it's challenging. It's very easy to don't want to do it because it's very uncomfortable. The people around you don't understand what you're doing. Oh my God, why are you eating this way? Of course you feel like this. Oh. And when you're already low, that's the last thing you want to hear, right? It's not really empowering you to continue this journey. So I would definitely say we work on a physical level. It's a mental level to work through the belief systems, emotions, work with a lot of support, a lot of nervous system-based tool for us to be able to navigate the emotions. Maybe this is an emotion that comes up because I never felt safe to feel it. So I was eating all the time instead. And then I was feeling this pain in my stomach. And I'm going to work through this pain in my stomach, and this emotion is going to come up because I can't suppress it anymore because the pain is starting to dissipate. So there can be many, many angles to this, but essentially we work with a multifaceted approach to allow the person to gently go from where they are to where they want to be. And that journey looks different for everyone. And it is a beautiful journey to watch, definitely. It's not always easy, not going to lie, but it's a beautiful journey to do. And you can do it at home as well, right? So it's not that you have to come here, but we've done it ourselves and we realized that, you know, in a non-conventional environment or an environment that doesn't support this way of thinking or wanting to make a change, it can be quite hard sometimes, right? So the community is very important to that healing aspect as well, for you to continue working forward and clearing out. And, you know, SIBO, leaking gut, all of these things, that just means it's gone deep in the system, right? And it's easy to get lost in this bacteria, this gene, and I'm low on this protein and all of this stuff. And I'm not saying it's wrong, right? I'm not a doctor. I'm not sitting here giving medical advices. But I work with enough cases to know that I have no idea sometimes. People give me this 20 pages report and I say, great. And I put it aside and we start to work and I've never read through it. And we still get the results many times. But it really comes from an internal decision to change the belief system and to trust into doing something differently. And you will challenge that, right? Because everything will be working against you to go in this direction. So that's why it's really a spiritual journey to work through your gut, because you change your belief system, like Mark said, what will happen if I don't eat food? Will I die? What would, you know, we have all these ideas. So you will challenge everything. And then you might need support to do that because it's a tough journey.
Yeah. So for those who are interested in knowing more about the gut, we have a person here for 12 weeks where we're working through, you know, all of these. She has, I mean, all the diagnoses, and she's been in total agony for the past 4 years. And after, I don't even think she was here even half time when her symptoms started to go away. And she now knows why this is happening to her body. So what we will do is, if you cannot come to the farm and you want to work through your gut, we're going to put together a program that will guide you through all the steps that we are doing here, and to have a structured blueprint for how to work through the gut so that you also can have this kind of freedom. Because at the other end of working through the gut is personal, emotional, spiritual freedom. And it's one of the best feelings in the world. And next week, on the 15th, we will do a free masterclass where we start to really explain how we work, how it's all connected, how you can do it by yourself. And please tune in on August 15, 4:15 in Bangkok time. So there's a link in the description to this episode where you can sign up for the masterclass. So that's where you start your journey with us to your gut health and your freedom. And we will be there all the way with anyone who wants to do the program with us in September. And that's going to be, we will do that live one time. We will explain how to work through the gut in a package deal, and we will do it live one time. So if you want our eyes and ears and energy into your situation with the gut, then I highly suggest that you start joining our journey, because we will be there and really dig deep into what's going on and guide you so that you can create your own program from the comfort of your own home. Is there anything that you guys want to add?
I think that like the results speak for themselves. It's the experience of healing your gut that is transformative. Yeah. So if this is something that, you know, that you've been thinking about doing, that you've put off doing, you've been scared to do it, maybe you have some kind of problem in the gut already, I think, you know, just come to the free masterclass and listen and see if that resonates with you. And there might be something that kind of pushes you forward and says, now is the time.
Yeah.
Now is the time, because I have people that know what they're doing, have done it before, and can share their expertise.
Yeah, because it's not only about like finding that one solution, like this one herb or one pill or one technique that is going to fix your gut. It's like Simba said, if it has come to a point where you have like a leaky gut or SIBO or any of these other conditions, then it's a systemic thing. Yeah. So you need to address the whole body, and you cannot only address the physical body. You need to address the emotional body and the spiritual body. That's why it's all connected. And we will describe how that is all connected. And exactly what you said, Mark, the result speaks for themselves. And it's I love what you said, that it's the transformation. It's like the process that is the transformation. And I love this saying, like, who do I need to become to be free from this? So if you can see your gut situation as your road to freedom, because that process will take you there, that's like jackpot for you. That's like the mindset that you can have, like, okay, this is a gift that will take me to an emotional and spiritual height that I wouldn't be able to reach if I didn't have this situation. So you can use it to your advantage, and use it as like a springboard to reach a new way of living that will not only give you, like, the removing the situation and all the pains and all the discomfort that it's creating. Instead, it will give you like more confidence, and you will feel more connected to yourself, and you will use the gut as a navigating tool. And through those things, you will make decisions that will take you closer to your dream, you know, the dream of the life that you are worth living. So it's not only a gut health program. This is like a freedom elevating accelerator journey, you know. It's not only about gut health, it's about just enhancing the whole experience of your life, and the situation in your gut is the way through that. So we're not trying to run away from it. We're going to go through it, and on the other side is the treasure of life.
Treasure of life.
And I get a hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I really look at it the way we put together this program is, you know, personal, professional experience, but it's multifaceted, right? I really feel we wanted to give something to people that's practical, but also also get the theory behind why we do it. But, you know, this idea just came up to me. It's kind of like, I don't know, my hands are glued together and there's screws through them and spikes and whatever. You know, you need different tools. You need to heat up the glue. You need to slowly take out the spike, heal the wound. It's a multifaceted approach. You can't just rip things apart. You need to go in a pace that works for you and work on many different areas with different tools. It's not just one tool solution, one button to fix it. It's a journey. And once you go into this journey, you will get a result. You know, you will always get a result if you devote yourself to a process. And that's why we intend to make a good process for you, so you can really work through this in a good way. And we have a lot of experience of it personally and professionally from many years of practice and studying and personal experiences as well. So that's what we really want to bring together, I feel, into this program, right? That it's a multifaceted approach to work with the gut, not just, because that's what I saw when I started with this. Oh, eat this, don't eat this, go vegan, no carbs, a lot of carbs, meat, this, you know, there's always this one solution. We're like, we don't believe in that. So let's put together something that's multifaceted and does not remove anything. It doesn't discriminate any approach. We'll just work with a lot of different approaches that's worked for us and make it very tangible.
Yeah, we work with the systemic situation. We don't go for the symptom. We go for the root. All right. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and your journeys. And tune in with us August 15 for the masterclass and September 4 for the launch of the 4-week Gut Harmony program. If you have any kind of questions, just reach out. We're happy to answer any of them. If you want to know more about us, we are Living with the Spirit in Chiang Mai, Thailand. You find our website at livingwiththespirit.com. Please follow our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, everywhere. And yeah, we look forward to seeing you and having you, and lots of love. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for this.
See y'all later.